The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All of you folks in Georgia tomorrow, head to the polls for your primary elections if you haven't already voted in early voting. Boy, does it seem that there's a lot of interest in Georgia. On our guest line this morning, Senator David Perdue seeking the GOP nomination for governor, challenging incumbent Governor Brian Kemp. It's always a pleasure. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm great, Joey. Thanks for having me again. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. It's always a pleasure. According to the Secretary of State's office, over the weekend, more Georgians went to the polls during this primary election's early voting period than ever before. Here's some of the numbers. 168% increase in early voting turnout from the last gubernatorial primary in 2018, 212% increase from the last presidential primary in 2020. This has to be encouraging for you and your campaign.
Well, it does. It's consistent with what we've been seeing over the last year and a half. People are concerned that we have a governor that has lied to them and has split the party. I mean, we have an incumbent Republican governor in a very red state in Georgia struggling to get to 50%. So this is what we've seen all year. It has not shown up in the polls. And the reason is that to qualify as a data point for these pollsters, you have to have voted in each of the last three primaries. So we now know that half the voters that have voted so far, Joey, in Georgia, this is an unusual anomaly. 500,000 people have voted already in early voting in Georgia. Half of those did not vote in the 18 primary. So that is a huge development. Wow. Here in this campaign.
Yeah. Senator, you have a three-week early voting period now, I understand. In South Carolina, our governor just signed into law our new election integrity law. We have a two-week period. What are your thoughts on early voting in general?
I think it's outrageous, and here's why. Just forget about parties and the politics of it. The people who vote late have much more information than the people who vote early. Now, we've encouraged everybody to get out and vote early because it takes the pressure off the polls and everything else toward Election Day. A lot of people are still afraid that their ballot is not going to be handled properly, but we have 19 days possible in Georgia. There are some states, like the president's own state of Delaware, they don't have early voting. So I believe in Election Day. I believe in hard ballots. I believe in Georgia we need to get rid of the Dominion machines. We need an audit process, and we need a law enforcement agency that only are just totally dedicated to investigating voter fraud. We don't have that today. There's nobody enforcing voting law in Georgia today. As we talked this morning, not one person has been prosecuted for voting fraud in Georgia, which we all now know happened.
Wow, yeah. And my company, Salem Media Group, we reported the production and distribution of Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules, which, by the way, reopened in 400 theaters this past weekend. I had Dinesh on the show just a few weeks back, and I'm sure you know what happened in Georgia is a big part of this movie. Do you feel confident that the election integrity issues that we saw in 2020, I know your legislature has been working on various changes and all. Do you feel good about some of the changes that have taken places, and what else needs to be done?
Well, first, let's figure out how we got here. Our governor allowed a consent decree that basically invalidated all voter ID on absentee ballots. Then they allowed the mailing out of 7.5 million absentee ballots. Now, no more than 200,000 had ever been used. Then they allowed drop boxes to be used with no chain of custody. And at the end, they allowed people like Zuckerberg to put $55 million into 9 Democrat counties. All of those actions are outside the law, and our governor allowed them to do that. Now, our legislature passed a bill in 21 that corrected some of this. It doesn't go nearly far enough. It doesn't have a law enforcement agency and so forth. But I'll say what the president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, the ex-president, said in Virginia in the Youngkin election. He said, look, it's not perfect yet, but if we get out and vote, we can overwhelm it. That's been my message. I'm encouraged with the turnout. I think people are listening to that. They're upset about the voter fraud. They're upset about our elected officials are not enforcing the law. And it goes to other things, too, crime, education, the economy. I want to get rid of the state income tax. Our governor doesn't want to do that. Stacey Abrams, we know, is going to take Georgia in a direction that we know don't want, and yet I don't see how our sitting governor can beat her because he can't get the MAGA voter to come back out. That's the problem.
Well, the good news, Senator, is maybe Stacey is not going to be an issue because over the weekend she says that Georgia is not the number one place to live. So maybe she's going to be moving, you think?
Well, what we need to do, we need to just give her more money and let her talk more. You know, she, you know, in 18, she finally told us that she wants to get rid of ICE. She wants to defund the police. She wants illegal immigrants to vote here. You know, we have more illegal criminals in Georgia than Arizona right now, and she thinks that's just fine. She said over the weekend, as you just said, Joe, and you've called this out before, I mean, she said, look, it's the worst place in the country in which to live. She doesn't want to live here. She wants to live in the White House in Washington. That's what this is all about. She doesn't care about the people in Georgia. She's using this as a stepping stone with the Democrat Party and the big billionaire donors in California to get to the White House. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Talk with us a minute on our guest line this morning, Senator David Perdue. Talk with us, Senator, about the issues that you're hearing from Georgia citizens as you're traveling throughout the state.
Atlanta right now has the highest murder rate in the country, higher than Chicago. Rapes and murders are up 60%. But on this governor's watch, we are now short 1,200, Joey, 1,200 police officers in our five major cities, Savannah, Augusta, Macon, Columbus, and Atlanta. Atlanta alone is short 430 police officers. The second thing is we know the woke mob has been indoctrinating our kids, and we need to get them out of there. And this Parents' Bill of Rights the governor passed just past session that does not go nearly far enough. I want to go even further than what Florida did and get and make sure that boys that are never playing in girl sports. And then the last thing, I want to get rid of the state income tax. I really believe that it's time. Nine states don't have a state income tax. We're getting killed by places like Tennessee and Texas and Florida. Tennessee and Texas alone are growing 35% faster than we are in Georgia. So these are the things that are top of mind with voters in Georgia. But the main thing that's motivating them right now is that they've lost credibility, in my mind, in their elected officials here who have lied to them for the last year and a half about what happened in the voting situation in 2020.
Yep. One final thing here, Senator David Perdue on with us this morning. Of course, remember, if you're in Georgia and you haven't participated in early voting, tomorrow is the day. You have to go vote. Make that a priority. You obviously are challenging incumbent Governor Brian Kemp, and I ask this of all candidates that I talk with who are challenging an incumbent. Why should voters make a change tomorrow?
Because this guy has failed us, he has divided the party, and he can't beat Stacey Abrams in the fall. You have to get regular Republicans, women in the suburbs around Atlanta, and the MAGA voter. And Brian Kemp can't do that. It's no more complicated than that. We can talk issues all day, Joy, but it's no more complicated than that. If they want Stacey Abrams as governor, then vote for Brian Kemp. If they don't, and they want to fix this election nonsense and get our state going again, then I'm the guy. And that's my plea today is make sure if you are concerned at all and paying attention, please go vote. You know, Joy, only one out of three Republicans are projected to vote in this primary. That's not good. We've got to get more people out to vote. Thank you so much for letting me come on today.
Well, absolutely. Basically, in a nutshell, if I'm understanding you, Senator, elect David Perdue governor, then we'll start a GoFundMe page for moving expenses for Stacey Abrams to move her someplace else. Is that it?
Absolutely. Well, we know she'd love to be in California because that's where she spends all her time.
Yeah. All right. Senator David Perdue, good luck in tomorrow's primary, and always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Joey. God bless you guys.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.